One final question about adjuvant has to do with patients with potential enriched response to EGFR and whether or not there's a role, for example, in a non-smoker or a patient with a known EGFR mutation of erlotinib as adjuvant therapy in addition to chemo.
Not outside of a clinical trial at this present point in time. I think that we need to learn from the clinical studies. There is an ongoing clinical study which is looking at Tarceva following chemotherapy versus observation. I think it will be a very difficult call. And I think there is one lesson to be learned from advanced disease, because we saw that in the first line metastatic disease, we have not seen a clear role of EGFR inhibitors in unselected patient populations.
I mean, that's the key. And people always talk about, suppose you'd studied trastuzumab without knowing about HER2, you'd have no idea what's going on. But, you know, particularly at the last ASCO meeting, you're starting to see some pretty high response rates when you look at enriched populations.
Right. But the thing is that if you have, there were 1,000 patients in the Spanish trial, it came down to 427, then there was incidence of mutation was in 63, they took 48 patients into the target trial and saw a 75% response rate. I think that is very, very encouraging, but I think we need to get there.
Non-smoker, known EGFR mutation, how do you approach that decision?
If you have a known EGFR mutation in a non-smoker, Asian ethnicity, a woman with bronchoalveolar cell carcinoma, I would have no trouble giving the EGFR inhibitor as first line. But unselected patients, all, I would not do it. So in selected patients, yes.